So there is a dramatic change from Beethoven's programmaticism to that of Berlioz, a qualitative change. Literary ideas are now inextricably tied in with music. Berlioz wants us to be aware of specific literal meanings, not merely of suggested feelings, as in Beethoven's Pastoral. Those jonquils and daisies, which last week were only suggested, are now really blazing with color, and those mosquitoes really bite. And all this now forces the listener into a new auditory attitude. He's got to listen on two levels at once, a purely musical level and an extra musical one. See, when we listen to Berlioz, we must perforce embrace this new semantic ambiguity. We're not permitted to ignore it, as we did last week, or tried to, with Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Berlioz is the arch romantic, and it's always oddly surprising to recall how close he was to Beethoven, not only in terms of period, but in terms of stylistic and formal elements as well. We tend to think of Berlioz as the essential romantic madman and of Beethoven as the titan of classicism, worlds apart. Well, actually, their worlds are contiguous, even overlapping. And among the stylistic legacies inherited by Berlioz are, most strikingly, those very chromatic ambiguities we were listening to earlier in Beethoven's Hammerklavier Sonata. And again, it was Berlioz's historic mission to seize on those ambiguities and magnify them to gigantic proportions.